Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/ProRevenge, where this girl gets revenge on her absolute grinch of a sister for ruining Christmas. Going to be mean and nasty on Christmas Eve? Fine. I'll be a grinch and delay Christmas. I'm currently visiting my parents for the holidays. Unfortunately, my tyrant of a sister is here and her antics are in full swing. She has always been a hateful bully, and she was so mean to me last night that I wound up crying in the bathroom. My parents do nothing when she attacks me or others, and the only person who defends me from her wrath is our older sibling. Now, our family has a tradition of cinnamon rolls and mimosas on Christmas morning, where we all play cards at the breakfast table. My family also has a rule that Christmas festivities can't start until everyone is awake, and Christmas breakfast can't be served until everyone is awake. However, you cannot wake anyone up. My older sibling won't arrive until after lunch, so naturally, I'm staying in bed as long as possible. I can already hear my sister complaining down the hall that I'm still in bed, but I don't care. I'm gonna stay in bed until at least noon out of spite. No cinnamon rolls for you.
Guys, in my opinion, a lot about what makes Christmas either great or bad is determined by who you're with, right? The people. And to be honest with you, OP, I've seen better people in my life. Your family sound phenomenal, that's all I'll say. Why not just go to your older sisters in future and just like sack these people off that don't really care about you and ultimately anger and annoy you and belittle you. Get them gone, on Christmas that is, and go to someone's house that you actually, you know, enjoy spending time with and have a nice time. Because to be honest with you, it doesn't sound like you're having the greatest Christmases every year. This is just probably the pinnacle, and I imagine that this is not the first sort of time that this has happened on Christmas. Yeah, might be time to get out of there, like you have. To be fair, looking at the comments, it actually seems as if OP has done that and has gone to her older sister's house. She says that she broke down, packed her stuff and left. But getting accused by your parents of ruining Christmas when it was their negligence and their other child just being absolutely horrible that has caused this over years, not just today, but obviously look, it's compounded by this. It is a bit of a weird rule, I've got to say, having to wait for everyone to be awake for Christmas to start. If that was in my house, Christmas wouldn't start until about 6 p.m, which logistically would be a nightmare, is all I'll say. So maybe wake people up in future if this is a house rule in your house. Bit weird, but yeah, well done, good revenge.
Now moving on to our next story of revenge. Micromanager got what was coming to him. Some years ago, I worked at a logistics facility, and leadership had a way of adding workload to middle management. Rarely did any of them last more than 3 years before they either got disillusioned or changed jobs somehow. After working the floor there for 2 years, I was promoted to a team leader, and after 3 years as team leader, I became shift leader, managing a shift of about 60 workers. We did pretty well. No other shift at this or other facilities could match our KPIs, and we did a lot of cross-training and on-the-fly adapting to the ever-changing needs of the company, current orders, and workflow. I found the work to be interesting and challenging until I got a new manager who bent towards micromanaging. It didn't take long before he wanted me to write a detailed log of how I spent my days, hours, and quarter hours. I told him that this was a really bad idea, but if he wanted this, I would of course comply. The first week, I accounted for every 30 minutes with a line or two, thinking this was enough of a waste of time. But I was soon informed of my mistake. My new boss wanted more details and every 15 minutes accounted for. Again, I told him this wasn't smart, but I got overruled. The next week, I made sure to write 4 or 5 lines for every 15 minutes of the workday. Like writing down the names of the workers who took the early lunch and who took the later lunch. I wrote the same lines for every 15 minutes if the task took more than 15 minutes, and so on. To his credit, he actually followed up on a few things the first 3 weeks. And if he'd kept doing that, I wouldn't have complained that much. But of course, he gave up after a couple of weeks. I noticed this when I made a reference to one of the follow-ups and how he'd failed that specific metric, for a good reason. but never heard anything back from him. So, from then on, I suspected that he had stopped reading my logs. Cue malicious compliance slash revenge. After keeping the logs honest for a few weeks more, I felt secure that he never read them. So, I started adding a few tidbits of my own making. At first, it was a line telling him that if he used a certain phrase when talking to me the next week, I'd buy him a soda. He never used any of the phrases and thus never got the free stuff. An example of a phrase could be, pineapples are best served hot, or apples are sweeter than oranges. General statements, but unlikely to pop up randomly in conversations. Now, my boss still claimed that he read every single one of my reports and ridiculed me for claiming it was a bad idea. As the weeks went on without having to pay up, my malicious compliance kept getting bigger and bigger. Eventually, I promised him $100 in cash if he would talk to me about a specific picking location in our facility during the next week. He didn't. But of course, I also started writing many relevant things into the logs, like questions for him on how to solve potential problems, telling him he needed to start planning for vacations well in advance of the holidays and such. Still, no response in any way, shape, or form. If he really did read them, why not use them to get questions and potential problems on the record? So after a year of writing logs that were never read and hadn't been opened since I saved them in the assigned folder, our great leader got himself into some trouble and tried to shift the blame onto his underlings. We didn't appreciate that, especially when the cause of the trouble was written in clear text in these logs from the very first moment we discovered there might be a problem, all the way up to where it was an ongoing hindrance that cost us more and more time and money every week. Eventually, a big meeting was called with all of us foremen, team leads, shift leads, and middle managers, with several big brass observing our boss trying to fix the situation. Whenever he went for one of my people, I stood up for them and told them I took the responsibility for the entire shift. There was no need for him to call out my people because I was there and it was my responsibility. A gleam in his eye told me he was about to make me the scapegoat, and I sat there calmly while he tore me a new one. He didn't hold back and really gave me his all, to such an extent that several of the big brass started stirring uncomfortably. They could probably sense that he was overplaying his hand. After the tirade petered out, or he'd run out of steam, I asked him if he was done. And if he was done, if I could reply. He agreed and leaned back in his chair, confident in his character assassination of me. I took out my laptop and connected it to the big screen so that everyone could see, opening the folder where my logs were saved. I pointed out that they hadn't been opened in a while, and that track changes had been activated, and no changes had been logged by his user. My user was the only one that had made the logs, edited them, and saved them. I then went on describing the log entries where the problem was discovered, how we tracked its development and maturation into the big problem it was today. One of the best moments was when I could show everyone that we had in fact suggested several solutions to the problem many times. I'd also logged that we had several meetings discussing the problem, its causes, and probable solutions, sometimes even directly asking my manager what he thought about them. There were logs that showed we told him about this problem many times, in many ways, but no logs of any solutions or response from him. Now, I was so focused on the presentation that I didn't really look at my boss. But when I was done, I glanced up at him, and I can safely say that I've never seen a face more angry than his. He was furious. But of course, his boss and his boss's boss was there, right next to him, so he couldn't do much. His boss asked him if he had anything to say for himself, but he didn't really. He claimed I'd edited them later and filled in details not known at the time of writing, but he was obviously reaching for anything to save himself. One of the big brass asked about a phrase he'd seen. What's so special about this picking location? So I told them all about my little joke and how my boss had missed getting tens of free sodas and probably about $400 if he'd merely said the magic words each week. Amidst general laughter, I was told to leave the meeting, along with anybody my pay grade or lower. 3 hours later, some security guy emptied my boss's office of his personal belongings, and 2 weeks later, a new boss arrived from another facility. It took him 3 days to ask about pineapples and other apples, and he made sure that there was nothing wrong with the aforementioned picking location. He also told me to keep the logs more general and only a few lines for each day, but to also mention things of operative importance directly to him. My newest boss and me had a great relationship, where he left me and my shift mostly alone, and we kept topping out KPIs for the rest of my time in that company. The micromanager boss that was fired eventually found a job at a lower level at another company, but only lasted there about a year. 5 years later, I saw him selling used cars in a neighboring town. Life hadn't treated him well.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, and this right here is the problem and the result of not trusting your staff to just get on and do their jobs. Micromanaging, I cannot think of anything worse. Personally, both from the point of view of the actual manager themselves and, of course, the employee. Like, who would want somebody to be over their head, you know, every 15 minutes asking for an update? That's mental. How could you even think straight? You'd always be thinking about your boss and what they're going to ask for you next. That's ridiculous. And then from the boss as well, how can you be doing your job properly if you're always looking at updates like every 15 minutes? It wouldn't work. I'm not surprised that this boss stopped looking at the log, because reading updates every 15 minutes, you can't do anything else apart from that. That is your job. You can't do his own stuff. Just a really weird mentality is all I'm going to say. Like, just do your own work and trust your employees to get on with theirs. It's not as if you don't talk to your employees, by the way. Like, have a meeting with them every week, every day if you want to, but don't, like, manage them to the extent that you need something every 15 minutes about what they're up to. That is ludicrous. I'm not surprised, by the way, that this manager only lasted a year at an even lower job level, or significantly lower job level, at another company, because clearly he just doesn't have the sort of, you know, work skills or just common sense to do well in this sort of role or any sort of role. Anyone managing to that level, micromanaging to that level, it's just ridiculous. It's just like, no one would do that. No one with any sense would ever do that. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, his life went down a bad path. Like, I'm sorry for him. Doesn't seem like a terrible person or anything. It's just he made some weird decisions in his work. That's all. I tell you what is amazing though, that meeting. Imagine being in that meeting, right, and looking at this guy's face as you whack out a USB, put it into the laptop, start this bad presentation, and you're just dominating everyone, including the boss's boss, by the way. You bent them over, you dominated them, to put it politely. It was just incredible to listen to, and I wish I was there on the day. Next time, invite me if you can do something like that. Please. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/ProRevenge. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did, and you want more from me right away from the same subreddit, well, then check out this video on screen. I've handpicked it. Don't let me down. Give a little tickle with your mouse or your finger, either of the two, preferably both. I'm waiting. And I shall wait no longer. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.